saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Authorities in Chicago now say they have found the body of a young boy in an SUV on the city's west side. There is no confirmation that the development is related to the search for Jennifer Hudson's missing nephew. However, they've just reported as well that the license plate on that SUV matches the one that was found in an Amber Alert earlier this or over the weekend. A spokesman for the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says they sent investigators to the scene. A spokeswoman for the Chicago Police Department refused to comment so far. Julian King hasn't been seen since Friday. That's when Hudson's mother and brother were found shot to death in their home. Authorities had issued an Amber Alert for the 7-year-old and were looking for a 1994 white Suburban. The Oscar-winning actress offered a $100,000 reward for Julian's safe return. He's the son of Jennifer Hudson's sister, Julia Hudson. Police yesterday transferred custody of a person of interest in those killings to state authorities. A former Chicago police commander is due in court today for his role in torturing suspects in police custody back in the 70s and 80s. Robert Wildeborg reports.
John Burge was arrested last Tuesday in Florida, and he's scheduled to appear this morning in a federal court in Chicago. He said he'll plead not guilty to charges that he lied in court papers in 2003. In written questionnaires called interrogatories, Burge wrote that he never participated in and never witnessed other police officers torturing suspects. Prosecutors plan to show that those were lies. A 4-year multimillion-dollar investigation conducted by specially appointed prosecutors found evidence that torture did occur, but also found that too much time had passed to lay charges. That's why last week's indictment focuses on lies in recent court papers and not on the actual torture itself. I'm Robert Wildeborg.
Champaign school board members plan to meet tonight with village trustees in Savoy. The subject is a proposal to build a new school in their village. It would be linked to a referendum next week for a 1% increase in the county's sales tax. School districts would get the revenue for capital projects and to pay off debt. Unit 4 has floated the idea of replacing Carrie Busey Elementary School with a building in Savoy, which currently doesn't have a school building. The district also hopes to use the revenue to replace Booker T. Washington School on Champaign's north side and expand Garden Hills School. The Savoy meeting is tonight at 7 at the Savoy Recreational Center. Illinois lawmakers looking to stamp out so-called pay-to-play politics cannot declare the mission accomplished. As Amanda Vinicky explains, there's a simple way to get around the new restrictions.
When a new law takes effect in January, it will ban businesses or people with state contracts of at least $50,000 from contributing to the campaign of the statewide official controlling the contract. The idea is that politicians won't be able to award donors with state business. Legislators have patted themselves on the back for getting it passed, but Chicago Democratic Senator Ricky Hendon says those who want to get around it easily can. All they have to do is funnel money through the state Democratic or Republican Party instead of an individual politician.
People will just get around it by giving to the powers that be, who will reward and punish accordingly.
Hendon says that's especially true when a party leader also has power in the General Assembly. The only individual currently fitting that description is House Speaker and Democratic Party Chair Mike Madigan. The Senate approved a separate campaign finance measure that would limit state party donations, but critics say the policy's poorly drafted and isn't ready to go forward. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois officials say the state will have an extra $118 million this year to help low-income families with winter heating costs. Governor Blagojevich said in a weekend statement that Illinois has $265 million in money from the federal government's low-income home energy assistance program. Applications for the money from LIHEAP are available at a network of community action agencies across the state. The program begins November 1st for the general public. Illinoisans can call for more information at 1-877-411-WARM. The mayor of Gary, Indiana, Rudy Clay, and Governor Mitch Daniels are discussing the possibility of privatizing the Gary-Chicago International Airport. Clay says it's an idea that's definitely worth looking at. Daniels mentioned the talks between he and Clay in a visit Friday to the Gary Airport. He cited the $2.5 billion Midway Airport privatization deal that Chicago Mayor Richard Daley hopes to close by year's end. Clay says the talks on changing how the Gary Airport is managed are still only in the beginning stages and that no plan has been mapped out. Currently, the Gary Airport is operated by an authority with 4 of its 7 members appointed by the mayor. It's tried in recent years to serve as a third major airport for the Chicago area. Clay says the board would stay intact under options being discussed. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us again. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
And this is the end for the growing season, but a long growing season it was.
Yeah, it was indeed, and we got here to the very last week of October before a hard freeze this year. There have been a few years where we make it into November, but in a lot of years, it's earlier than this.
That's right. And you mentioned earlier that this is not going to be just a plain old frost. So if you have we talk about tender vegetation, but a lot of maybe even hardier vegetation, you may have some problems tonight too, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Cold enough air is coming in from Canada that even with a bit of a breeze and even with some cloud cover,